So begin by lying down on the floor. Make sure that you're lying down straight, your chin, your head should be in line with the body, the chin should be down slightly. You may want to lift the head, look down, line the head up with the pubic bone, and then carefully lay the head down with the chin down just a little bit. Your hands should be on the floor at your sides with the hands a few inches away from the body with the palms facing up towards the ceiling. So begin just by becoming conscious of how your body feels as it lies on the floor. Just sort of check in, get a sense of how the weight feels on your back and buttocks and legs. How does the abdomen feel? Your throat. And then when you've done that, when you feel ready, you can begin to turn your attention towards the breath. Don't suddenly take a deep breath. Just become conscious of your breathing. And then gradually begin to extend the length of the breath. Breathing in, first of all, to the lower abdomen, that's the area below the navel, then the middle, and then the upper chest. Exhale slowly from the lower abdomen. Just continue with that, and as you breathe slowly like this, to slightly constrict your throat so you can hear the sound of the breath on the inhalation and the exhalation. It should just be just a soft tone. It shouldn't be loud so that someone could hear it across the side of the room. It should just be a very gentle, soft tone. Don't force the breath, just kind of put your attention into the breathing and just gradually let the breath extend. And it's really important at the end of the exhalation that you make sure you have completed the exhalation, emptied the lungs completely by slightly contracting the abdominal muscles before you inhale again. So keep your full attention in the breath. One thing you can do is put one hand on the lower abdomen, one hand on the middle of the chest if you find that it's hard to get the lower and middle abdomen to move separately. Also become conscious of the movement of the ribs on both on the inhalation and the exhalation. The ribs should be moving out sideways a little bit. And then as you exhale, they would contract. As you breathe into the lower abdomen expands. Try to keep that expansion as you breathe into the middle and upper chest. As you get used to working with the breath, if you find that, you can extend the length of the breath a little bit without straining, that's good. Just add maybe a couple of seconds, if you can, easily to the inhalation and work with a longer exhalation, kind of slowing the breath down on the exhalation. Okay, I'd like you to finish the breath that you're taking now. And then I'd like you to take one or two shorter breaths, just gradually letting your breath come back to its normal length. So we have a gradual sort of tapering off. I'd like you to end this class just by resting, relaxing for a few minutes. So you can either continue lying in this position and just observe the breath without extending the breath. Just watch your breath as you breathe naturally in and out. Or you can just observe any area of the body that you find tends to get tight. It might be your neck or shoulders or the abdomen or the solar plexus, any area that when you're especially under any stress or tension tends to get tight. And you don't need to do anything to that area, you just observe it for a few minutes. So just try to keep your attention alert, relaxed but alert, and watch either the breath or an area of the body that tends to become tight. I'd like you to do that just for a couple of minutes. Okay, so when you're ready, you can just take a little breath, have a little stretch, open your eyes. And then when you feel ready, you can get up.